And welcome back to Duray Field, everybody. It's Max Football, the 2025 edition. It's very warm here as we get ready for this North Central East Conference football game tonight. The Max get to host Alma Center Lincoln. With Cale Holm under center, I formation behind him. It's going to be a fake, rolling to the left. Cale Holm, first pass of the season. He's got Ryan Smisky. Ryan inside the 10, hauled down at about the 7 or 8-yard line for another McDonald first down. Holm is going to hand it to Moulton. Moulton pounding into the middle of that defense and getting in for the touchdown, and the Max lead it 6-0. From the 48-yard line, he'll take a knee, Nathan Bogus, and that's going to do it. The season is underway, 59-24. McDonald comes out on top. And good evening and welcome to Duray Field and Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Grant Smisky, getting ready to bring you McDonald and Clayton tonight. Holm under center, pitch out deep to Moulton. Moulton bursting off the left side, the 30. He may go, the 40, the 50, the 40, the 35, the 30. Dawson Moulton all the way to the house, touchdown. Our final score, 66-0, McDonald over visiting Clayton here tonight.
Well, good evening and welcome to Sunsplash Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. We're at week four already of the high school football season. It's going to be a beautiful Thursday night underneath the lights. Eight-player football tonight is your 3-0 Chippewa Falls McDonald Central Max take on a North Central East Conference opponent, the Owen Withy Blackhawks, the defending state champs for McDonald. I formation, give to the up back, Desian Matthews. Look out, there goes Desian again inside the 40-yard line. Dragging tacklers with him inside the 35 and down close to the 32. Desian Matthews, the senior. Holm rolling out to his right. Holm keeping pops into the end zone. Got him in wide open. A trifecta. Holm to Anderson for the third time tonight. A touchdown strike for McDonald. And McDonald blanks the Blackhawks, avenging two losses last year to Owen Withy. Your final score from Duray Field: the McDonald Max 39, the Owen Withy Blackhawks nothing.
And good evening and welcome to Duray Field for McDonald football. The Max come in here, a non-conference game against Luck, one from the North Central East, the other from the West. Max pregame on the field before the game with McDonald head coach Mark Maloney, and we caught you before the Gilman game. Since then, obviously beat Cornell, but the one team that's put the blemish on you, Gilman, and so certainly that's got to be in the back of your mind even as you're out here playing this one tonight.
It is. I mean, we've started that right after the Gilman game. You know, we made a lot of mistakes in that game. Gilman's a great team, you know, and, you know, Coach Rosemeyer and I talked after the game for a long, long time, and we're just going, yeah, we're the two that are going to give us the best competition. Mm-hmm. He's not going to have a whole lot of competition after our game. We're not going to have a whole lot of competition, but like I told Coach here from Luck, we're going for perfect execution. We have to execute. We have to play these guys like they're Gilman. Mm-hmm. So that's how we're kind of prepping these next couple of games here.
From the 9, rolling off to the left side. Holmes got it himself at the 5, and he's going to take it into the end zone for a touchdown, and McDonald grabs a 6-0 lead. And that'll do it, 63-0.
Good afternoon and welcome to sun-soaked Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. The second season begins. WIAA. Eight-player football tournament, level one here with your number two seeded McDonald Central Max against the number seven seed, the Trojans of New Auburn. Third and 7 with Crawford in motion left to right. They'll fake it to him on the jet sweep. Cale Holm floats one to the end zone. Wide open touchdown, Luke Anderson. Anderson, a trifecta of TDs, and the fourth touchdown toss of the night for Cale Holm. And that will end it as the final 20 seconds will trickle away. Your final score here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Your Chippewa Falls McDonald Central Max 62, the New Auburn Trojans 13. McDonald moves to 8-1 on the season and advances to a level 2 8-player playoff game on Friday night right back here at Duray.
After winning their playoff opener the previous Saturday afternoon at home over visiting New Auburn 62-13, the 8-1 McDonald Max were ready to host visiting Clayton. They'd beaten the Bears earlier in the season 66-0, but would they get a tougher test this time around? Tradle, the freshman quarterback from the pistol, intercepted by the Max. Down the side, there's Moulton, and he's going to get it all the way close to the red zone. Dawson Moulton on the interception. Cale Holm going to hand it off. Dawson Moulton going in for his sixth touchdown of this game from 13 yards out, and the Max lead it by a score of 45-0.
Anderson out there for the catch and the touchdown. The Mavs go on top 51-0.
And there's an interception for Eli Stepp at the 35-40. Midfield, Eli running to the far side, still going the 40, the 35, the 30. The guy's got serious speed. Eli Stepp all the way, touchdown. A 65-yard interception return. The Mavs go up 58-0.
Tonight, it's the Max on the road, level 3, 8-player football action against 10-0 Flambeau. The Falcons, 38-20 winners over Frederick last Friday night. They have not been beaten all season long as they won the Northwoods East Conference.
A pitch out to the far side. Moulton going to take it. Moulton into the secondary. Moulton could be off to the races. Dawson Moulton going to take it to the house. Oh, my. McDonald leads 20-6 on Dawson Moulton. 73-yard touchdown run. The Macs come out on top 66-30. The final 15 seconds will tick off the clock, and nobody's going to wait around to see it.
You know, you guys haven't played very many four-quarter games this year where you're playing against a tough team like that. How do you think your team responded tonight?
Oh, my gosh. We knew our defense had to step up. We knew we were going to put points on the board. Our offense is just grooving. That was inevitable. And our defense came out and answered the game here and just did a fantastic job with, our aggressiveness. Our defense is so tough.
On Friday night, November 7th, the McDonald Max, for the second straight week, faced an undefeated team away from home in Level 4 playoff action.
And good evening and welcome from Steam Stadium at DC Everest High School in Schofield as we get set to bring you this Level 4 8-player state semifinal football game as it's 11-0 Lena St. Thomas Aquinas, the Titans, against your 10-1 McDonald Max.
Little did anyone know it'd be a hugely memorable night for senior Eli Stepp and his Max teammates.
Third down and 7 from the 32. Need to get to the 25 for the first down. Farley keeping it himself. He's got it, trying to pick his hole, but the Max say no, and they stand up strong on defense.
Great work by Mason there. He set the edge, and they wanted to get outside, and there was nothing doing that way.
Cale Holm back to pass, and now he's going to try to dance out of it. He tosses one to Eli Stepp, and Eli off to the races. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Eli Stepp, his fifth touchdown of the night. Moulton and the Max celebrating. McDonald all zero, 64-29. Max win the level 4 playoff game for 8-player on to face Gilman next Saturday.
Setting up today's championship game for 8-player football in the entire state of Wisconsin. Two teams who know each other. From the North Central East Conference, conference champion 12-0 Gilman against 11-1 McDonald Central Catholic. The Macs looking to avenge their only loss in the season at Gilman. And if they do it, they are state champs in 8-player football.
Third and 7 for Gilman. Going right to left into that wind now in this middle of the first quarter. And the fake, and then and a great job by the Max in the backfield and the sack for McDonald.
Who is that, Grant?
That was Eli.
Eli. Blitzing again on the sack. Good call.
Barely. Good call. Just got in there quick and barely grabbed his feet.
And so from the 21-yard line, call it 4th and 7. After that big gain, a moment
there
ago, 11 yards. Wide open into the end zone. He's got his receiver. Touchdown for McDonald. And the Macs go up 6-0. Luke Anderson on the catch. 7:53 to go, third quarter. There's the handoff. They go back to Moulton. He takes it from the 27 to the 15, the 10, the 5. Dawson Moulton down close to the end zone. About a 25-yard run just outside of the goal line. Just outside of 7 minutes left. From the 1 yard line. And Cale Holm to the end zone. Luke Anderson, his third touchdown of the day, and the Max lead it 20-0. We'll count it down for you.
The final reminder.
The champions of 8-player football in the state of Wisconsin for 2025. After losing in the 11-player title game in D7 in 2009, 16 years later, under the head coaching of Mark Maloney, 4-3-2-1. McDonald is state champs. They beat Gilman by a final score of 22-0. Your state champs, your McDonald Central Catholic Max. Congratulations.